I shake my head at people who wear their house keys and their car fobs, etc. around their necks, Samantha. It's like, I get it. You got keys and your mama made you a dummy string for them.
Lanyards aren't dummy string.
It's not a lanyard. Is it a lanyard that they're on? It's on a lanyard. It's a modern day dummy string. That's what a lanyard is. It's a modern day dummy string.
Maybe they just feel really insecure.
Look at me. I got all my keys. Look at me, people. I'm cool. I got all my keys. You can't just see my keys. You can hear my keys.
Ching, ching, ching.
Right? We were Gen X kids. And what did we do? Our mama said, put your keys in your pocket, Lisa. In my pocket they went. I didn't have to wear them for the world to see. Oh, look at Lisa got keys.
Lisa got some keys.
Right? Shaking my head at that.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha. I feel I have really rosy cheeks.
Were you doing something? Were you exerting yourself or?
I'm not exerting myself at all after work.
Maximum
exertion is done, right? Right? Once the bell rings, I punch my clock, maximum exertion is over.
Let's push away that chair. We're done. We're out of here.
I'm in relax mode, total relax mode. Right? That's how I coast for the rest of it.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking, you know, you got home, your husband was home, you had a little exertion.
No exertion.
Okay.
We had some supper.
Maybe you got rosy cheeks from your supper.
I don't know. Maybe I got rosy cheeks. Maybe I just have rosy cheeks.
I don't know.
Maybe it's my blush.
That's a good one.
Which, of course, I don't know enough about blush, and I have not delved into that with you.
I don't believe I've ever seen you wear blush before. So.
And I don't think you ever will. Yeah. I feel I was traumatized by my mother. My mother was the queen of blush. Right? Like, to the point, true story, friends of the podcast, to the point that when she had passed away and she was in her casket, and you know how like you have that, like you have like that prep time where they prep her and they spend time with Wendy. Like, I remember the guy saying, just been spending some time with Wendy, and does somebody want to come over and see how she looks? And it's like, sure. So my brother-in-law stopped by, and first thing he said, he called and he said, I don't think she has enough blush on. So then, of course, we went over and we're like, no, she needs a little bit more. Because we were already sending her to heaven with bad nail polish. So we needed to make sure that the moneymaker was on par, right?
Yes, this is true.
Right? So bad this enough, right? True. Maybe she can walk through eternity covering her fingers, but not her face. So I feel I've been traumatized by blush.
This is true.
Right? When we were kids and she would try and dress us up, tell you that blush came out and it's like, no way, no way. Right. Samantha, how's your week been?
It's been all right. A little bit of a thunderstorm today. That was exciting.
Who thought you got thunder when it was kind of cold out?
I know. It's freezing now. Apparently, yeah. Ontario is still having summer.
Yeah. Well, Saskatchewan is total fall. Question for you, socks or no socks?
A half sock.
No, that's still a no sock.
Mini
really.
Sock.
No, it's time.
No.
It's time.
No.
Yeah.
I prefer that you not dictate how I dress myself.
When it snows next week.
It's not going to snow.
And when the frost is on the ground.
Okay.
I'm just saying, right?
All right. Yep.
Just saying. Okay. My week was good too. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. You just keep bugging me, so I never get a chance to ask you, Lisa.
Whatever. I'm just talking. Just having a conversation with you.
You got to fill the air with something.
Well, I don't like unnecessary silence, right? It stresses me out.
Oh my God.
Right? A room full of people not talking makes me really uncomfortable.
I know.
They're just science, man.
I know.
Okay, here's something. You know what? We need to do this. We need, oh my goodness. Let's discuss the world's biggest news story. And I'm not talking Trump, even though he's in a lot of hot water. I'm not talking about the war in the Ukraine, because God knows that's still going on. And I'm not even talking about the homeless people. And we know that that's a problem too. The world's biggest news story, Samantha, we got to revisit, It's Taylor and Travis, or as I like to call them, TNT, because they're dynamite. Get it? Get it? I did that on my own. Hey,
it's very exciting.
TNT, because they're dynamite.
I'm excited for you.
Samantha, have we changed how we feel about them this week?
I don't know. How do you feel about them?
Well, I'm all in.
Okay,
good. I'm even more in. I watched her documentary.
Oh, God.
I spend late hours watching TikToks. Totally in. I'm a Swiftie and I'm a Chiefs fan. I am the perfect blend. I am their target audience. They got me. They got me hook, line, and sinker.
I am not a football fan. I would probably not watch a game even if T Swift was there.
Oh, I would.
Sorry. Right. I like Taylor Swift. I enjoy everything she's doing in her life. I think she's brilliant. She's a very good businesswoman. Totally. She's an amazing talent. Smart. Keep being smart.
But last week, if I recall, you accused this of being a publicity stunt.
Oh, and I came across a TikTok that actually the lady was like, "Of course, it's a PR stunt." Thank you.
Oh, so you're still thinking that.
Yeah, because this is to help Sophie Turner.
How care Sophie
in the divorce case? Because we're talking about T Swift and Travis. We're not talking about Sophie Turner and her stupid ass almost ex husband Joe Jonas.
I'm going to beg to differ. I don't think that the world is focused on Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
I'm sorry, but
I totally don't.
It's a total PR stunt.
It's not a PR stunt. He shot, like Cupid, he shot the arrow, pew, and landed.
Oh, do you want him to have feelings? That's awesome.
I think he has feelings. I think it's a feeling relationship. I think they just want to take it slow.
I think that he would be incredibly lucky to have Taylor Swift in his bulk, in his court, in his life.
Why do you not think that she might be lucky?
Well, I'm sure she's lucky too.
But are you going to go back on the vein of because he's just a football player?
He's just
right. Right.
I don't care. Come for me, people. I don't care.
Let's do this, people. It seems a little ignorant if you ask me.
I'm Samantha's attitude. I understand his celebrity. His podcast is now like number one. Yeah. New heights. Congratulations, Kelce brothers.
You just played into it. You just gave him a plug.
I just gave him as if they know who the hell we are. But I like Travis. I think he seems like a very nice young man. He plays hardcore football. Hell, he won the Super Bowl last year. That's fantastic.
He's a good player.
His brother is equally as talented.
Yeah.
You know, I hope the Eagles win this year. That'd be kind of nice. Get a ring.
Just saying that because that's the team your boyfriend cheers for.
No. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I watched their documentary, by the way, the Kelce.
Yeah, I get
documentary.
That.
Yeah, he's a very interesting young man as well.
Yes, they both are. So yes. I think that both people would be equally as happy.
Let me clarify something. I think that there is interest on his part, and there could be interest on her part as well. But I feel like it was well timed that she went out to go see him at two different ball games.
Sure, because she's not touring right now.
In the whole like Sophie Turner situation, everybody's watching this.
Just because she's friends with Sophie Turner does not mean
because you think your way does not mean that my way is not plausible. Because I do believe my version of this is very plausible.
Why you're so wrapped up in thinking that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are occupying the world?
He's a Jonas brother.
He's the better looking of the ugly ones. That's the only thing I can say. He's getting a divorce like everybody else. Right? No,
You're so rude. I hope we see some interesting stuff, but her last relationship was not very public.
Yeah. Well,
there wasn't a lot of publicity around that. And I'm wondering what that will look like, because Travis Kelce is a very, he's a public figure.
He seems to be holding her own.
He likes the attention. Yeah. He seems to gravitate towards it.
Okay. Well,
he,
now that melts just,
it, you okay. know.
But let's speak of likes the attention. You're right. He likes the attention. But it's hard to not think that T-Swift doesn't mind the attention when she's doing the Eras tour.
Of course. Right? I'm just saying, I don't know what it's going to look like, because both of them love the attention of the publicity factor.
I'm cheering for them.
I still feel like there's something else going
Let's go TNT, because you're dynamite.
Lisa thinks you're dynamite.
I think you are dynamite.
And Sam has second thoughts about that.
Sam thinks you're treading on Joe Jonas' spotlight.
No, I don't care about him. I'm glad that T-Swift is doing this. It's really brilliant of her to protect her friend like that.
Oh, my God.
You're and then so Sophie delusional. Turner was at the Jets Chiefs game too.
Because they're friends.
Yeah. And Hugh Jackman was there.
Right.
And Ryan Reynolds and his wife Blake Lively was there. Right,
because she's famous and hangs out with famous people. Nothing more to it than that. That's just who her circle of friends are.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Samantha, I want to
have changed my mind, but whatever.
That's fine. That's fine. I wouldn't expect you to. Samantha, I need to do a nice shake my head.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head at myself.
Oh, thank God, finally.
Do you want to know why? I'm shaking my head at myself because I noticed it today when I got off the bus and I was walking to my work. I am such, this can blow your mind. I shake my head at myself because I am such a fast walker now that it's cooler. It's like I'm a summer slug and a fierce fall walker.
What?
Oh, I tell ya, just like my stride, it's almost a jog. I actually had to stop and go like, I had to stop and like be like, wow, Lisa, look at you keeping up with the crowd. I physically stopped myself because I couldn't believe that I was walking as fast as everybody else.
You do not walk fast.
I am a fierce fall walker.
How often do you tell me to slow down?
That's in the summer when I'm a slug. Summer slug. Fierce fall walker.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head at myself because I can't believe the difference in my speed once it hits fall.
Yeah, no.
I never noticed this before. It was the craziest thing.
Are you getting the double the steps in, Lisa? Is that what's happening?
Well, I think I'm lengthening my steps and I'm quickening them. I'm quick. I'm quick. Uh-huh. Fast.
Almost a jog. I think I would really like to see you videotape that because like I don't know if I've ever seen you in almost a jog.
Right? Like I said, I had to step aside and talk to myself. I didn't know if I could do almost a jog. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Can I keep up with this pace that I apparently have found?
Right? Okay.
It's like summer slug, fierce fall walker. Uh-huh. I transitioned.
Got it.
Transitioned. It was so crazy. Shake my head at myself.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't help.
Well, I have an eye shake my head too.
Okay.
So it's not as exciting as yours though. I'll just throw that out there.
Because mine wasn't just an eye shake my head. It was an eye shake my head with a twist of revelation.
Well, there's no revelation here.
Okay.
This is just me apparently being shamed by the condo president of the building I live in because I don't properly dispose of the previous tenant's mail properly.
Uh-oh.
I got schooled and then I got shamed. Oh. And I was like, I don't believe I want either of those things to happen to me because I don't give a shit about the mail that is not mine.
Right.
But I got schooled and then I got shamed and then I had to say I wasn't aware that I needed to be more responsible for this person's mail than they are.
Here's the weird thing, Samantha. Like when we moved, we paid for a year of getting our mail forwarded.
Yep.
So we don't have to count. We don't need to rely on outside strangers to make sure we get our mail. But we're paying the post office to do that.
As am I.
Right.
As am I.
So, dear whoever lived in your apartment before you, do your due diligence and pay the post office to forward the mail.
Because I shake my head at the fact that it is not my responsibility.
No. And you
to
asked
be responsible.
Me, you asked me, what would I do? And what was my answer?
You throw it away.
I said, throw it away.
Next time.
However, I did say that's not what Mike would do.
I know.
But his wife certainly would.
I know.
Because his wife, for 1 second, like you, would not think it's her responsibility.
It's nothing really that important that comes to the mailbox.
Like, it's different if it's her GST check or something.
Different?
Or it's like her, or like if it's a, like, you know, like a disability payment. Back in the day when you got checks, different.
Back in the day.
Right? Or Ed McMahon's alive and mails you your $1 million winning check, different. But you phone the electric company to get your bill changed? Not my problem.
What I will say, though, I think the look on my face probably told her that she needn't ever do that again.
Right.
Because I was like, uh-huh. I'm like, I need you to stop talking right now.
Because you probably were like thinking like, bitch, I need you to simmer down now.
Because you know what my face does when words don't come out of my mouth.
Right? Your face don't lie. Your face says what may not come out.
My face is like, fuck off.
Yeah, right? DFC.
Ugh.
Yeah. Interesting, like, hey?
Done.
Interesting. Done. Interesting, right?
I'll let you know what I do if I get more.
Please do. Stay tuned, friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Samantha Cave.
And I made her repeat it to me twice.
Oh. Good.
Yeah.
That's
because I was trying to act like I was sick, and I'm like, no, I'm going to make you say it to me twice.
I'm going to make you work for this one. And then as I walk away, I'm going to kind of like shake my head and roll my eyes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because what I thought was great news 2 days ago.
Oh.
Which was, I even made a little picture for my Facebook. Playoff bound. The Blue Jays are playoff bound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go Jays. Go, go, go. You did it. You made the playoffs, right? So excited. Brand new season. The ghosts in the closet you put aside because it's a new season. Nothing matters but today. The first round of the playoffs is just the best 2 out of 3.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you, as quickly as they made the playoffs, as of 6 o'clock today, they're out of the playoffs. Those fuckers did nothing. Nothing.
Holy
they didn't
shit.
Hit. They pulled pitchers when they didn't need to pull pitchers.
Oh,
like they shit the bed. Sorry for that phrase, but
did they?
No.
Did they have something better to do with their time than go to the playoffs?
Then play in the playoffs? I'm not sure. Like possibly they had other plans, and it's like, oh shit, now we got the playoffs.
Eating into my me time.
Right? Apparently was eating into their me time. Well, they wrapped it up as quickly as what they certainly could.
Oh, that is so disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there a team that you're going to root for now?
Well, I'll root for all of them right now because I love baseball. I'm a sports fan, right?
Uh-huh.
I like Milwaukee and I'll probably go with Baltimore.
Milwaukee. That's a new team getting to the playoffs.
I know.
It?
How exciting, hey?
I haven't heard a Milwaukee mentioned in a long time.
Right? We're going to go with a Milwaukee.
It reminds me of Laverne and Shirley for some reason.
Exactly, right? And I'm also going to go with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who you probably have never heard of because they're pretty new. But
yeah.
We, at the beginning of this year, we traded away our all-star catcher and a really great bat/outfield to them. And they're having great years.
I'm sure they are.
And they're still in the playoffs. So I'm going to cheer for them too.
Okay. All right. All right.
Our throwaways for some reason. We threw them away. They're on winning teams.
And they're doing better.
They're doing better.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Go figure, right?
All right.
I'm a little bit bitter.
I know. You'll get over it, though.
Whatever. Next year, again, it's just me. Stupid me, right? Wasted. Who else wastes 162 games?
You.
Me.
You.
Not next year. I'm not doing it. Not going to do it.
Right.
Nope. Jay's who?
What? <Right?
laughs> Okay. That's what I think.
All right.
All right.
So, Lisa.
This one's a weird one. Hey, coming up.
I got to visit your home. It's very lovely.
Very, very lovely. Right?
Uh-huh. So,
were you surprised?
I got to go in the front door, so that's exciting.
Here's the funny thing, friends of the podcast. I've been in my new home exactly 1 month. And this is my first new home in 23 years.
In 23 years.
Samantha's been in two new homes in less time, and I have not been in her home.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I purposely invited you into my home.
Yes, I know.
Right? Took you on
the tour. And
it was
lovely.
It's a lovely home.
You've decorated nicely. You have a lovely view to the sidewalk.
Right? We can't go wrong.
Delightful.
Thank you for stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I did question the metal things over your burners on your stove.
Yeah. Mind your own business. That's what I say to you. Mind your own business. I don't know. I can't question your place because I haven't been there. At least as your best friend, you came to my home. Now, if I'm ever sick and need chicken soup and Mike's not here, you actually know where to go. If it's reversed.
I know how to get to your place, even though you only let me drop you off at the muster point.
To the muster point. However, if the tables are turned and you need me, I'll have to send it by Skip the Dishes because I don't know where that is.
It works for me.
Okay, good. I don't want to see your home.
Perfect. Excellent. Let's keep it that way.
Well, I have no doubt you're going to.
Uh-huh.
Right? Did you get pictures hung up yet?
No.
No. Okay. No. Just curious. Ask him for a friend.
nosy Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about this next one.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. So. There's going to be some words happening. Okay,
it's not good. So, it's not good.
Okay, but when I read it, I laughed hysterically.
I know.
And I shouldn't because it might have really hurt. I don't know. A woman is seeking $50,000 in damages for an incident on Disney World's Humanja Cowabunga slide. Like, what? It apparently tore her vagina apart.
Tore her vagina apart.
Yeah. So apparently, and then I saw words, she's having gynecological issues. And I'm like, oh, that's a big word. Or as others are calling it, a water slide wedgie.
Well, apparently, not that we shouldn't be laughing at her misfortune.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
However, she didn't follow all the rules.
Oh,
but apparently the force of this water slide, they tell you no matter how hard it is, you have to keep your legs crossed.
Oh, really?
She did not. And in went the, and most people don't wear a bathing suit. They wear like a pair of shorts over top.
Okay.
She just in a suit.
She's in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Going down like a 40 story water slide with water. Uh-huh. And then you hit the air and then you hit the water and you let your legs open wide and there's the water.
Oh my God.
Two things are going to happen. Number one, your bathing suit's going to get lodged up in your eyeballs internally through the inside out, probably coming out bits of your nose or something.
Oh God, that's gross.
And number two, your vagina's going to get ripped apart.
Oh my God. I can, it's going to hurt.
I bet you it burns.
I bet you it's not great.
Right? I bet you it burns. I bet you one of those little tuck pads aren't going to do the job there, right?
Oh my God. So she definitely, her vagina definitely hurts.
I think her vagina gets to have some reconstructive surgery. She gets like maybe a bionic vagina or something out of the deal. Right? You pay $50,000, you get a bionic vagina.
What do you think a bionic vagina does?
I don't want to know. It comes with a lot of expectations, I think. Right?
I don't think you want a bionic one. I don't
want one. I barely even want one.
Unless she was a little you know, bionic before that, maybe. Right?
Maybe. Like if you're like already the $6 million woman.
Did they explain exactly what the gynecological issues were?
No.
Because nope. I'd be curious if it was like water, like it was the worst enema, or it instead of going up your bum, it went up your vagina. Samantha,
it tore apart her vagina. She stood up and was bleeding profusely.
What?
Yeah, because her vagina was ripped apart. Ripped.
Oh, ripped my apart. God. Ripped. I would be traumatized. I'm not laughing at her anymore. She's traumatized.
Yeah, it's not. We're bad. We're very bad people. But you know how sometimes like those freak accidents that hopefully one day you're going to have a little chuckle about? We're just having it now.
Oh, she's not chuckling, I'm going to guess.
Ripped it apart. Yuck.
Ow. They were not kidding. Keep those legs crossed.
Yeah, right? But again, right, if you don't follow the rules, they're telling you for a reason. And why wouldn't you be in shorts?
Why wouldn't you be in shorts?
Why wouldn't you be in your shorts? There's like, yep. I could have, there's probably 25. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Right?
Just saying. I wouldn't go on it in the first place.
Right? Why would you go on that?
Now the warning should be, women, this could tear your vagina apart.
Right, right. Thank you. Right. It's going to hurt more than any Super Plus tampon ever has. It was a whole new meaning to the word scooch. Scooch on up. Scoot on up. Right.
Oh, that's so gross. Oh my God.
A whole new meaning, Samantha.
You know what? Let's find out who actually like made that. Ride at Disney World. I bet you it was a man. I'm gonna bet $100 that it was a man who built that water slide.
And he's like,
I don't care if a woman's vagina gets broken. It's not fun.
He's like, but then okay, but here's my thing. What would it do to a man's penis?
Why slap it around?
Like, what would it do to a dude's pee-pee?
Does water go up your pee-pee?
Like, holy, he'd just be getting slap, slap, slap. It's a whole new meaning to bitch slap, right? Right there. Right?
That's strange. Oh my God.
Right? He'd just be slap, 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 slap. Imagine that, like on his belly. Bang, 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 bang.
Or it like goes up his pee-pee. Like the water goes up his pee-pee.
I don't know. That would hurt.
I don't know. Why am I using like children worth his penis? The water goes up his penis.
It was up his dick.
I wonder if a man has ever been injured on that ride.
I've never heard. No, you would never hear that. No man's ever coming forward with that. He's taking his barely hanging on dick and he's going home. Right?
His nuts were bad too.
Right? He's holding on to his nuts and he's taking his dick that's not attached anymore, holding on to that in his right hand, holding his balls in his other hand, and going home with his head hung low. I'm just gonna be like that Wayne Bobbitt guy, right? So I don't have a dick anymore. I was on a ride and I got no dick, right? He's not suing out of embarrassment.
Oh my God!
Right? That's the difference between men and women.
That is the difference.
That's the total difference. Okay. Samantha, do you remember when you were a kid and it was picture day?
Of course.
I feel that kids today have more say in this event than Gen X kids did. As a Gen X kid, when it was picture day, I feel a lot of threats came with that. Like you better smile, you better look good, because this is everybody's Christmas present. I feel a lot of threats, a lot of expectation.
And don't get dirty, don't mess your hair.
Right?
Right.
I feel like I don't think parents talk about that now. I think they just off their kids, go and get their picture. Oh, didn't even know it was picture day. I was in my like whatever, right? We would go whatever, and like you were all made over in your best clothes.
It was a very big deal.
It was a big, big deal.
It was a very big deal. I remember I'm cycling through pictures in my head of all the different elementary school pictures, right? Myself and my sister too.
Right. And because you knew, not only is it going to grandma and grandpa and the aunts that you never see in the rest of Canada.
Right.
It's also going in a nice frame up on the wall.
Yes.
It's being replaced.
Uh-huh.
Right. So the least you can do, Lisa, is smile pretty.
And you're
and pay attention.
I'm now I'm now remembering that my mother dressed my sister and I the same for picture day.
And that was the other thing. I think up until high school, I don't know if we had a say what we wore that day. I remember wearing gauchos one day. I had a gaucho outfit on. Gauchos. Oh my
God. I remember one picture, I'm wearing a turtleneck and like some kind of like dress, but it was like a thick, like, I don't know. I can't remember. It was it looked like a pullover thing, but I was wearing a turtleneck. My sister was in the exact same color, exact same everything.
Right?
Seriously.
And then God forbid you were like me and I was one of the taller kids, and then you had your class picture, your group picture.
Oh God.
And then because of my outfit that I would be in, I would be in the back row because I was so tall. And then I looked like, could she be the teacher? And then I always thought it was funny, all those front row kids who always had they always had their little slippers on, or their indoor shoes.
Yep.
That didn't go with their dress, because you should be in a nice dress shoe. Mm-hmm. It's like parents never thought of that. But I think Gen X moms with the school picture. And then when you got your pictures, you just like prayed it was a good picture, because God forbid, remember you always had one chance at a redo.
Oh, that's right.
So it's redo, picture redo day. And you're like,
oh.
And if you were one of those kids that had to get the redo, you were outcasted. Similar to being one of the kids that got pulled out of the classroom because you had lice or something, right? Out in the hall. Oh, Peter has lice. He's in the hallway.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was the same type of thing. Like it was so, like there was just, being a Gen X kid came with a level of stress and threat.
Well, yes, because, you know.
Total threat, right?
Yeah. It's like you weren't paid attention to, and then you were paid attention to.
You were over attention.
And then you were in trouble.
Then you were threatened, and then somebody would decide if what you did was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, then you probably got the wooden spoon for having a bad picture. It probably didn't go that far, but.
No. But it definitely was a bigger deal back in our day to do picture day.
Right? To do picture day.
And it was like semi-fancy clothes.
Oh, totally. You were dressed up.
Yeah.
Right? Like you weren't in your jeans. You were like, you were in like a good, you looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, in your dress clothes.
I think I oddly remember like one of the guys was in like a button-down shirt and a tie maybe.
Probably. Right? Most likely.
Because it was a big deal. Look at you, grade three, click.
Right. Grandma's getting that one, right? Right? That's just how it went.
Smile.
This one's for grandma.
Blah.
So funny, hey?
You know what I think is funny though? Because, you know, we both hate pictures and taking pictures. But you know what I thought was really interesting is like, when the picture in the store-bought frame looks good enough to keep there.
And why can't we keep it there?
Why can't we?
That was our conversation. Why can't I keep this lovely sunset that's on a piece of paper that says 5x7 on the other side that you can't see? Why can't I keep it in the frame?
Why can't you keep? I mean, we were in Walmart and we were looking at the frame.
There was lots of pictures.
There was a lovely beach scene. I'm like, I would keep that.
Right? That's better than any picture of Lisa and Mike. Any picture.
It's better than any picture I'm going to find to put in there. It looks great. Let's just leave it alone.
Let's just leave it alone. Right? And if they don't want you to do that, then maybe they need to change it so it doesn't look good.
Yeah, like make it look ugly.
Yeah, like what do you do when the picture inside the picture frame looks better than your picture?
You keep it.
You keep it, right? And then you craft a story around it like we were. Like, oh, that's a lovely – that is like lovely scenery. Oh, yeah, you know what? It was like a trip to Calgary, to Banff many years ago. Just found that one in the album and thought that'll make a beautiful picture.
It was a lovely dock on Lake Louise. And we just thought, oh, let's do it from a long way
right? Back when you used cameras, you could do those things. Right? That was a place in, I think that was in the Swiss someplace. It was just like a little place where you stopped and you got some pastries.
Yeah, pretty. I went to Italy. These are all the fun places.
Beautiful buildings of Italy, right? Oh, I see you've been to Europe. Yes, right there. Absolutely, I have been.
Oh my God. Why not? Like, just make it up. Or have people in the picture and go, oh yeah, that's like, you know, a cousin.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, that's my cousin Shelly that I haven't seen in a while. Right? Just a beautiful picture. Just the back of her. Just the back of her. Just the back of her. But there was that one picture that had the little ginger boy. And I'm like, I could use that because I come from a ginger family. I could be, it's a cousin. Right? It could be my nephew.
True. Oh my God. It totally, yes. And they were quite nice actually.
I'm tempted. I'm still tempted.
Yes. Like, right? You could refurbish your whole home.
Without ever putting a picture up.
Yes.
Be perfect.
Delightful.
I think there's a couple I might look at. Right.
I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna go there?
I'm gonna go there.
Okay.
Evan, I shake my head again.
Okay.
I gotta shake my head at the $30 breakfast.
Oh.
That should taste like luxury. But did not.
Tasted like not luxury.
No. The eggs were not hot. The toast was burnt. Oh. There was barely a hint of hollandaise on my eggs Benedict. Your pancakes were cold.
The egg, my hard-boiled egg. I always get my eggs poached because they always say, and how do you want your eggs? Poached hard. I put it on my fork. It was so hot, it burnt my heart. I'm like, it's burning my heart.
It is so burning hot. Your heart.
Only thing that was hot, right?
The only thing. And all I thought was, for the $25 I am paying for this breakfast, I think my bacon should have been less burnt and my meal should have came warm.
Warm. Let's just start with warm. Let's start with warm, shall we?
And I got Eggs Benny. And when I think Eggs Benny, I think sauce is dripping off of that English muffin. I got sauce that circled the egg. And it just sat on the egg. And I'm like
somebody took a spoon and dumped it on your egg.
And like, there was no, like, it was like lusciously spread. Like, it's like, we only got 3 scoops of hollandaise sauce left. You only get 2. Right. Like, that's it.
Because blup, your blup. Friend ordered a side of it.
Right. Right. And I was just like, okay. And then I questioned how much money we would pay for coffee. I don't think a cup of coffee should pay. I don't think we should pay $4 for it.
It seems expensive, right?
I'm going to go to Tim's and pay less than 2.
Right? Just, I don't know. And the thing is, too, is with the hollandaise, like, or with the Eggs Benny, when you order Eggs Benedict, that's like the creme de la creme of breakfast. Not, oh, yes. Look, Lisa tried to make it. Here you go, Sam.
Right? To be honest, and I'll give the HHG some props here. That girl, for the second summer running, the second summer vacation together.
Way better.
She pulled off an Eggs Benny that I would say is better.
Yeah.
And one of the best, one of the best I've ever had.
Exactly.
And she did it again for a second year.
She did it on a, not even on a stove.
She did it on a hot plate.
On a hot plate and a microwave.
Yeah.
And a packet of sauce.
And it was so good. And there was sauce everywhere. And it was delightful. The eggs were cooked perfectly. It was delightful.
Right?
I went and paid $30 too much for something I was not excited. Like, when you go out now, the food needs to match the price.
Totally, totally.
The meal needs to match the price, people.
Yeah. Samantha, I am totally tired of paying too much money for bad restaurant food.
I'm done.
Like, I'm just over it.
I'm over it.
Right? Like it just drives me crazy.
I don't think it's not too much to ask that things be done better.
Exactly. Not too much to ask.
It wasn't busy there. They weren't overrun.
Right.
They seemed like they had enough staff. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Fine. Don't make excuses for it.
I see. And that's the guilt shame spiral.
Right. That is the guilt shame spiral right there. Stop it.
Right? Oh my God. I'm now making excuses for why the food wasn't great. Yeah,
exactly.
And it doesn't make me want to go back there. Like, what did we say? We said we should find a local diner.
It just does eggs and bacon.
Just a mom and pop place that does eggs and bacon, and go there because these big fancy dudes—they're
not living up. They're not living up to their end of the bargain.
No, it's too much money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally, Samantha, 100%. Okay, when does maple bug season end?
When it freezes, maybe.
God, I hope it freezes tonight.
No, don't say that.
I'm saying that, right? Because I'm in a sock, so I don't care. I'm prepared. I'm full fall. Because here's the thing, right? Those maple bugs are at my office. They're in, like, they're everywhere, right? You can't escape them. They're every single place. And they drive me crazy.
They're not great.
No, right? And like fake cat Maggie, she doesn't like, you know how some pets are like eat the bugs and stuff? Fake cat Maggie wants nothing to do with them. It's like, I think she's secretly afraid of them or something, but yet they don't hurt you.
Lisa.
What?
She's fake. Hey, she's fake. The fake cat doesn't have a real mouth. It has a fake mouth. And in fact, I think your cat is painted. So it's a painted face of a cat.
Listen.
So fake cat Maggie cannot produce or not do what you need her to do.
And that's fine, right? We're cutting her some slack.
Fake.
We're cutting her some slack because she's in love. Maggie's in love. Maggie got a boyfriend.
Okay.
The boyfriend lives across the street and he sleeps. He's an orange cat too. Go figure. And he sleeps on the back of the couch across the street in the condo. And he stares at Maggie and Maggie stares back at him all day long.
Yes.
Until we close the curtain. And then it's like, yes. Maggie, that's enough.
Yes.
Right? So she in love. She in love right now. She don't care about the maple bugs.
Your fake cat is in love with the real cat.
It seems to be.
It's probably more likely the real cat thinks that fake cat Maggie is a real cat.
It's possible. I don't know. They seem to spend a lot of time. Maggie's always sitting staring at the cat.
Really?
Always staring at the cat across the road.
It's not because you positioned the cat that way.
That's just where Maggie sits. Uh-huh. I'm just saying that's where Maggie seems to sit.
You do understand this is a very bizarre conversation, right?
About Maggie?
Because she's not real.
Okay.
So she can't eat bugs.
But she's part of our family.
She can't fall in love with a real cat because it's just not possible.
All day she stares at him. All day.
All day.
All day. And finally it's like, that's enough. And we close the curtains. Time out, you two. Time out.
All right.
Yeah. Samantha, I think there's a few other things we need to revisit.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Right? Even Should though we know we've talked about it.
Yeah, but I think we need to revisit though.
We still have part of the thing with the beauty of this podcast is that it lets us work out some of our issues too, right?
Whether you want us to or not.
Right. I think we have a few issues to work out.
Well, I think I'm getting sick and tired of going to places, paying money for food that I don't like and not saying anything because I feel like, why complain? And then I realize after the fact that I'm really upset still.
Yeah. Because
we went to Brown's Social House before Jerry Seinfeld and they overcooked the dumplings. You don't overcook a dumpling.
You were so upset about that dumpling.
Frick.
Right? You were like not happy with the dumpling.
Well, and then the food that I got, yours looked really good.
Yeah.
Mine was and good. Then the bowl that I got the ends of the cowboy salad. I was so looking forward to this cowboy salad and I got all the disgusting gross end pieces of like, oh, we're just dumping it into your bowl.
And it's like you literally got like what they scrape into the garbage from other people's plates. They put it into a bowl and gave it a stir and put it on your plate.
I was disappointed. And we paid $50 for that.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? The problem is that because it's such a vicious circle, right? So you were mad at the dumplings because the dumplings weren't good and the salad wasn't good. But where the problem comes in, Samantha, is that we eat the food. And then we don't got a leg to stand on, right? Because how was your food? Horrible, because actually. But I finished it.
Because even the breakfast at Cora's, right. We ate it.
Yeah. How were the Instead pancakes? Of complain- Ice cold, but I managed to eat both of them.
We didn't complain because we were hungry. And I thought if we complain, all we're going to do is get on our food and it's going to be served back to us microwaved.
Right. Right. It's not even going under the heat lamp. It's going in the microwave. Right.
Sorry.
And that's what happens.
And that's That's why we don't complain. But you know what, Lisa? Do we need to test ourselves? We should test ourselves.
You want to try and have a complaint?
If we don't really like what we get, or it's not hot, or it's not done right, we should say something politely, because we'll always do it politely.
I know, but I already feel bad. I'm already stressed out about the next time we go to eat now. Thanks for ruining my next visit. Great. Now you've placed new expectations on me that I can't live up to.
For sure. Right? Oh my God. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to leave it out there I'm going to leave it out there. And if it happens, we do it. If we don't, we don't.
Because here's the thing. A couple times that that I've set back, say like a steak or something, it's come with 100 apologies. I'm sorry. It's not your fault. I know. Just, it's sorry. It's not you. It's me.
It's totally, we're always apologizing for complaining, but really, if it didn't come the way you expected it to come.
Right.
Or like I should have said something about the dumplings. They were literally falling apart and they never should have done that.
Right. Right.
They were overcooked.
Yes. That's not what we do.
No, that's not what we do.
That's not what we do. And then I was kind of revisiting Jerry Seinfeld in my head.
Uh-oh.
And again, I thought we spent a lot of money like on tickets, our dinner. And dear Jerry Seinfeld, you showed up for an hour and 10 minutes, you jerk. Right? And did what we think is a tryout for Netflix at some point in time, your Netflix special. So in 2025, when Jerry Seinfeld's Netflix special, we'll know the material.
That's true, because he was working it out.
I feel his whole thing was that he was working it out.
Yeah, working it out in the small joint.
Which was interesting. But again, right? I don't like to think that I'm cheap. I don't even say I'm money conscious, even though I that's not the right thing to say. I just think I want to know that if I'm going to spend that type of money, that I feel that there's a reward in it for me.
I want to sit down for more than an hour and a half.
Right.
Because that is literally all we sat down for.
I feel I had to chug my last glass of wine because he was wrapping it up.
He was wrapping it up.
And God forbid you stay sitting when everybody's ready to go.
And then as we were leaving, there were people still huddled around drinking drinks because everybody thought we would be there
for a couple hours
longer.
Right.
And no, we were not.
So dear Jerry, right? You're ripping people off. Taylor Swift gives you a 3-hour show.
Right. Dear Jerry, we entertained ourselves.
Right. Thanks, Jerry, for not much of anything, actually. Right?
Oh, my God. Are we getting old and cranky and stingy with our money? Like, well, is that what's happening?
No, because we're still spending it.
I know, but now I'm thinking I don't want to.
But we still will.
I don't know. Will it be worth it?
No, it won't be.
It's got to be worth my time.
And then we create our own cycle of it won't be. We'll go. We'll be mad. We'll complain. And we'll still go.
Oh, my God. We're caught in a whirlwind. We're the two grumpy guys sitting in the balcony.
At the Muppets. Right? Totally. That's us.
Nothing makes them happy. They're always complaining.
Always an issue with something. That's who we're going to be in our senior years, right? Back in my day, honey.
Right?
Eggs came hot. Back in my day. I remember back in the Gen X days, when you ordered pancakes, you got 4 baked pancakes and the butter actually melted on them because it was warm. Right? That's what we're going to, that's what's going to be happening to us.
Oh my God. We are going to suck as old people.
Yeah. I think we're almost there. I think we're transitioning.
It's happening. So happening. But I also think because I'm becoming a little more conscious of my money, I'm coming around about Dollarama. Remember we talked about it, right? We'd buy certain things at Dollarama. God.
Friends of the podcast, if you could have heard Samantha and I having this conversation about being frugal, because times are tough, things are expensive, and us justifying Dollarama products.
I thought, you know what? There is no shame in shopping at Dollarama, folks. I think if you can find it there for cheaper, you go right the freak ahead.
10 years ago, you and I would never have had that conversation.
Well, no, because 10 years ago, inflation wasn't the way it was.
I'm still going to say no to your potato chips for Dollarama.
No,
still
they're actually quite good.
No, I'm still going to thumb my nose and look down at you on that.
And I buy the candy bars every once in a while.
Same thing.
Yeah, you're a little snotty that way.
But the condiments and the Ziploc baggies and the canned goods.
Paper towel, paper
cleaning
plates.
Cleaning supplies.
It's just
starting to make sense.
Plastic containers, like everything. Like if you don't have to spend a ton of money on it, I think more people should shop at Dollarama.
Only problem that we're going to start running into is that when do you decide that you're spending more on gas to go to all these places?
I know.
Right? And I don't want to become a coupon lady. I don't want a coupon.
You know, but do you, you might have to do that.
I don't want to.
We're only eating on Tuesdays at this place because I got a coupon.
I got a coupon.
Lisa, I got a coupon for a glass of wine.
Let's go. Pencil me in. Coupon away. Oh my goodness, Samantha.
We're sad.
Right? It's crazy.
I'm just saying that there's something to this whole shopping at Dollarama thing.
There could be.
You got a huge one by you.
I know. It's clean and it's nice. Eh?
It's gigantic.
It's so different than the Dollarama in my old hood. Like this one is nice, right? Like it's bright and it's like it's classy.
It's got cool stuff.
And you feel like $1 million in there, right? You just walk in and you're like, yeah, I'm at Dollarama. Of course I am.
You know Dollarama.
Yeah. Right.
You
said Dollarama is only good for cards and gift bags.
Who
said that? Right. People used to always say, oh, I just get a card there or I get a gift bag there.
Not anymore.
That's what we used to do. We used to only buy gift bags at Dollarama and wrapping paper. Not now. I bought your supper at Dollarama, actually, dear. It's called spaghetti. They sold the pasta in a box and they sold me the canned spaghetti sauce.
Nothing wrong with it. It's canned.
Like $3. Yum. Oh my God. We're back in the war days. Right? I'm not going to start eating organ meat. I'll tell you that though.
Well, I was wondering if we shouldn't learn how to pickle some food.
Pickle food.
Yeah, like your cucumbers and your carrots and stuff like that. So that, you know, because when you get older, you don't have to spend a ton of money on canned food that you can pickle your own.
Maybe like pickled beets. Hint, hint, hint. Anything? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller. Pickled beets. Sperling. Sheila. Pickled beets. Sheila. Pickled beets, Sperling, Sheila, Sperling, pickled beets.
Calling, Sheila. Where are you? Are you with the beets?
Because if we don't get pickled beets soon, the next thing's going to be Christmas baking, aching. That's the next call to action.
Oh my God, seriously?
Well, that's going to be how it goes.
Well, she started baking because she made me some pumpkin muffins, so.
Okay, well, I don't need the pumpkin muffins.
They're delicious, by the way.
Yeah, but I'll take the beets, Sperling, Sheila, Sperling. I know you listen.
Okay, well, speaking of food, as always, our Facebook Tuesday never lets us down.
Always fun.
We did a one has to go around Canadian Thanksgiving because that's coming up on Monday.
You got to do it, right? When it's Canadian Thanksgiving, you got to do it.
You got to do it. But you added sweet potato pie. Nobody enjoys sweet potato pie.
No, apparently. I just added sweet potato. You're putting pie in it.
Oh, sorry. Sweet potato.
Yeah.
Nobody loved that. Nobody loved cranberries. That was a bit of a shocker.
Like, what is with no cranberries?
That was a bit of a shocker. And then there were people who didn't like gravy. And I was like,
I could live without gravy. I could take it all and live without. What would you kick to the curb?
If I had to, green beans.
But you liked beans. I would kick probably the gravy.
The point of Thanksgiving dinner.
I can live
is
without
the
it.
Gravy.
I can live without it.
Is the gravy?
If I'm living without something, I will not sacrifice stuffing. Even though I think Haley Sims' mom, who I think if memory serves, because it would be coincidental that there would be a Diane Sims that isn't related to a Haley Sims. Wouldn't that be odd? Odd. I think that's her mom. I think this was her first time responding.
Ooh.
And I think she said no to stuffing because she said it's not necessary. I can't say no. It's kind of not necessary because it's bread. It's a big plate full of bread. It's
necessary.
But in my world, it's necessary. So very Diane necessary. Sims, welcome to your first contribution, I think. Way to go. Giving up cranberries.
No. And I do have to confess something. Well, the rest of the world actually gets to eat turkey.
You're doing ham?
I have to eat ham.
Oh.
I have to eat ham.
You guys do ham?
I lost my shit. I'm not even going to lie. My mother will attest to the fact
that I was like, every Thanksgiving.
Why is it always about somebody else? Like, why can't I get turkey?
If you're going to do the ham, then you do it at Easter.
That's what I said.
You don't do it at Thanksgiving when they pardon a turkey.
It is unfortunate. My mother and my father both had to listen to me bellow because I was like, no, I don't want ham.
Right?
I was such a child about it. But I was like, why? I missed turkey last year too.
Exactly.
Because my parents had COVID.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Right. And then I think the years before that, your parents did ham.
Yes.
I feel this is not the first kick at the can for ham.
No, and I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Who eats ham at Thanksgiving?
Well, it can be an option, but it shouldn't be the main.
It's right? The main.
It should not be the main. No, it's the main at Easter. It's not the main any other time.
I will take I will take everyone's condolences.
Please send all your well wishes to Samantha.
As I eat ham on
turkey, she eats
on
ham.
Turkey Day.
On Turkey Day. Have fun with that.
Yeah, it'll taste good because my mom's ham tastes awesome.
That's not the point. The point is whether or not that's not the point. Point's not whether or not the ham's going to be good.
I just can't cut a break, I tell you.
It's not the point.
I just want someone else to feel my pain.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyways, I'm over it now. There. It's okay. But what I'm not over is that, have you connected with us? I need to know this, people. Have you found I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam on all of your socials? If you have Facebook, hi, why aren't you our friend? Do you have Instagram? Why aren't you following us? Are you on X or Twitter, as people like to call it, or whatever? We're there too. We're on TikTok. Come visit us on TikTok. We just did a TikTok on Monday talking about stuff. We also have YouTube. You'll want to see what we look like when we record and watch me drink water out of my receptacle.
Wait.
You can watch us on YouTube and get the full recording of our latest episodes. You could also go to Patreon and become a Patreon member. And for as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. You too could be a part of the community.
Right.
Called I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Yes. And then you can pass the word on and get other people involved. You know that commercial? You tell two people and they tell two people and so on and so on.
And so on.
That's what we're looking for here, friends, in the podcast. We're looking for the so on and so
and
on.
So on.
Right?
Check it out.
Check it out. Samantha, big breaking news. And I'm already starting to get messages about it from people. The McRib is making a comeback. Oh. Funny thing, only 1 year after its farewell tour that did not include Canada. Now the question is it going to come to Canada this time?
Oh, I think you're going to be so disappointed.
No, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be positive.
Do you really think it's coming here?
If the McRib can go to all the rest of the world, why can it not come to Canada? We have nothing against pressed meat. We have nothing. Canada, maybe that's the thing. We're not too good for pressed pork.
No, we're not.
We eat pressed pork.
We eat Spam. We consume things like that. We eat bologna. Like,
we're fine with it. We eat
hot
dogs.
We're about processed meat. We're good.
Yes, right? We are a country of processed food. Bring me the McRib.
Bring it on.
Bring the McRib, would ya? Oh, please bring the McRib. Right?
It's all she asked for. That's what she would like for her Christmas this year.
One last McRib. Right? Then I can just be so happy. Be so happy. So happy.
I will guarantee you a McDonald's that Lisa will eat a McRib a day, if yes. not two, if she can squeeze it in.
I'll buy two a day and have one as a snack.
Right. Because I've seen you. You can put those things back and you don't eat. You're not an eater.
Right.
But if it is something disgusting that you love, you will pack that puppy in.
It's a 3-bite McRib. Bite, bite, bite. Done.
I have seen it happen, people.
Oh, easy, easy, easy. Right? They have hot dog eating contests. McRib eater right here.
Oh, that's so gross.
So good. So good.
So
fingers
gross.
Crossed. Fingers crossed.
All right.
Yeah.
Best wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. But we were with the HHG last week. We hung out with her for a bit. And she came up with a new segment. Her suggestion is overproduct or undershowered?
I know. Hey.
So basically, is it greasy hair or misuse of product?
Well, I know for me, sometimes it's misuse of product. When my hair starts to get too long, I overproduct.
Yes. Oh my God. Like, what do you do? Do you put it up? Do you throw it in into a bun? Like, what's happening?
I end up overproducting. I use 3 products and then it looks a little bit greasy. And I know that. I've said that. I own an overproduct day every now and then. But there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, but we've seen greasy hair. We know what that looks like.
It's
ugly.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's suspect.
So take a look in your travels, people, and ask yourself when you see people, overproduct or undershowered? That's the question of the day. Samantha, guess what the Gibsons are doing?
Oh, what, Lisa?
We're watching The Masked Singer.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know.
Is it because it's not scripted?
Maybe. It just seems to be something that we're just finding a little mutual fun in.
Okay. And please describe what you're doing while you're watching The Masked Singer.
We're just watching it. We're just watching The Masked Singer. Listening to the clues, seeing if we can figure out the voices.
Have you figured anyone out yet?
No. It's just only like one week in.
Oh, so nobody's been kicked off?
I think last week somebody got kicked off. Yeah.
Anybody famous?
I don't think they were that famous.
Oh.
I don't remember. Because you know me, I don't retain, right?
No, I know.
Once it's done, it's gone, right? But we're watching it.
So you're watching The Mask. Are you watching Dancing with the Stars then?
No. Hold your
little
horse.
Dance here, little dance there.
Just The Masked Singer. Just The Masked Singer, Samantha. Don't get all excited on me.
All right. I'm just, you're watching a reality TV show, so.
I know, right?
I will be happy to tell you that I have caught up on My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Oh, did you watch this week's?
Yes.
She's a wreck. Right? It is a train wreck, but it's like putting your hand too close to the burner. You just got to leave it there.
Yep, you do.
You got to feel the burn.
What's up with Lenny? Lenny is almost everywhere with her.
He's got a girlfriend.
I know, but it seems weird.
It's totally weird.
Totally weird.
She's weird. You see the cats? They got pink, purple nail polish. Like weird. She's weird. She's weird. But we watch it.
Yeah, I caught up on it. So I'm just going.
What the heck, eh?
Okay, I got a fact here for you, though.
Okay.
Did you know Archie Bunker, Mr. Roper, Edith Bunker, Alice from the Brady Bunch, and Blanche from Good Girls, or from the Golden Girls, were all under the age of 53 when they started on their hit shows?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Huh?
They didn't hit famous until they got older.
But have you seen them?
I know.
How old they are?
They look so much older than 50.
That's like a new version for the HHG's older or younger game, hey? So they were younger than us.
Yeah.
We did just play that game again the other day, didn't we?
Yes. And, you know, I have been watching the Golden Girls, right? Because I found them on one of my little appy things. And in one episode, Sophia, the mom, said, yeah, my daughter who's 55, my daughter Dorothy who's 55. And I'm like, Dorothy's 55?
And Dorothy, when she was in Maude, was probably 35, still gray hair.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I'm like, She looks older than 50. I'm going to be 55.
You're going to be 55. Like,
holy shit.
Right?
What happened in the 80s? Like, that's all I'm thinking.
Edith Bunker?
I know.
And Alice from the Brady Bunch?
Yes.
Younger than us now.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But there's still hope for us, though.
For what?
To be famous.
To be famous, for sure. And look better than they ever did.
At 55.
You know, it's funny when you see things. It's like I will not mention, but when we saw two people last week and they were somewhat famous people, and we saw and we thought we pegged them for sure older than us, but they were younger.
They were younger.
And it was like, no way. Because they don't look younger than us.
They don't.
They look old.
They look old.
They look old, Samantha. Okay, here's something funny. The other day, I walked past someone outside and they were smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of feeling grossed out like normally you would, right? Because, you know, it's kind of like, ugh. Instead of feeling grossed out, I actually kind of felt sentimental.
Oh, God.
I felt like I was back in my youth. Is there a certain smell that defines our youth, Gen X, other than cigarette smoke is a big one.
Oh, I was
maybe
just gonna
it made
say,
me miss my mom. I was like, oh, makes
cigarette
me
smoke. Cigarette smoke brings me back to family gatherings.
Yeah,
and my grandma smoking in the kitchen.
Right,
you know, and her and mom and her and
potatoes.
Mom. Yeah. Her and mom, you know, making food, but, you know, smoking, or us playing like cars or something, and everyone's smoking at the table, and it's like puffs of smoke everywhere.
So weird, hey?
I'm surprised we don't have lung cancer.
I think cigarette smoke must be the defining smell of Gen X.
It has to be, because that's what I remember.
Like, I remember being in university and coming home at Christmas and walking into my mom and dad's house, and both were smokers, walking in going, ah, smoke. Right? Because I'd been away from it and like you just noticed it more. But I totally felt sentimental when I smelt cigarette smoke. I'm like, oh, yeah. I miss cigarette smoke.
Yep. Me too.
Right? Because they just smoked and then had another and had another and had another.
Yeah.
There were no breaks. There were no breaks. I always laugh when they're like, oh, we need a smoke break. You don't break from smoking. No. What is the break? Right? They wake up in the middle of the night and they'd have a cigarette. Right. I remember being in a hotel room as a kid. We'd be like in a hotel room and I'd wake up to like have to go to the bathroom or something. And there'd be my mom sitting on the edge of the bed, just having a cigarette, middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's so crazy.
So crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I don't know if I remember any other smells. Like maybe like
a nana.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the smell of perfume, maybe.
Right. Like an old lady perfume.
Was, yeah. And then, lavender always brings me back to my grandparents' place in BC because they had big lavender, lavender bushes. Yeah. Sometimes the smell of food does that for me.
Does it?
Yeah. When I smell a good pie.
I get that with peppermint. Like if I smell like peppermint, it reminds me like my Nana used to always chew like the blue Chiclets. That was a peppermint Chiclet. I remember that, right?
Oh my God.
Kind of weird, hey? Okay, here's something. And I know we've talked about it before. But it seemed to like it got me kind of shaking my head at the audacity. I think I was how what I would feel. I feel I would not be a good sport with this.
Okay.
Should people traveling alone have to give up their assigned seats to accommodate a family?
No.
Right?
And I say that and I'm pretty sure people will be upset, but I can't.
I can't.
I can't.
Not
I
my
can't.
Fault.
It actually happened to me. I had to give up my seat, my window seat, because the woman's mother refused to move. I had to take her aisle seat. And I said, that's my assigned seat. Oh, but she wants to sit there. That's
she
great.
I picked
the window seat because I hate the aisle with a passion.
Right?
And she refused to move. And people were boarding. The plane was almost full. And I'm like, I could make a fuss. I just need to get to the next airport.
I feel that I would handle that situation similar to how I handle a car rental. I feel if I was approached with that, I feel car rental Lisa would come out. Right? Car rental Lisa would come out and have none of that, actually.
Yes, you would have none of that.
I'm sorry. I booked my seat like you, picked my seat like you.
Yes.
Apparently, I was a little sooner than you were at it.
Oh,
yeah, shoot. I would not do it.
No.
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 right?
No. And I don't think people should expect a single traveler to move to accommodate them. They picked that seat for a reason. They might have even paid for the upgrade. You're definitely paying for that seat,
yep,
right? Exactly. You pay your $24 or whatever it costs. Yep. And I didn't pay $24 to sit in an aisle and get bumped by the stupid beverage cart.
That's right. Different if the lady's going to give me $50 out of here, I'll give you $20 to switch your seats. Maybe I might switch seats for cash.
Let's exchange money.
Yeah. Right. I'll take $30 for this.
I will take $50 and a snack.
And I get you cookies. That's how this is working. And you don't get up and go pee. Right. That's my conditions, right?
Yeah.
I take your cash, uh-huh. I take your cookies, and you don't get to get up to pee. Till we leave the plane.
Yeah. Now that happened to me, that's what I expect now almost every time I fly, is someone's trying to bump me out of my seat.
Oh, yeah. I totally would become car rental, Lisa.
And I'd be like, no, that's not going to happen.
No, I'm good. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. And sometimes people will be like, oh, why are you being like that? And it's like, because I paid to sit there.
Yeah.
And what's the point of assigned seating?
Right. Then don't assign seats.
If it's just freaking free willy.
Again, similar to the car rental, don't ask me what car I want to rent if you're not going to have it there when I get there.
Right.
Don't say, do you want a compact car? Oh. And then tell me what one it is if uh-huh. I'm going to get a PT Cruiser.
Don't do that. Nope. Don't do that. Right.
Just give me whatever. Then I have no expectations. Right.
Ugh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whatevs, man. Okay, what would you attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail, Lisa?
Oh, I'd be a stand-up comedian. Totally. If I knew I couldn't fail.
You would totally be that.
I would. Do you think I would be that?
Yeah.
I would totally be that. What would you do?
I would be...
I know what you would do.
What?
You'd be a makeup artist.
I would.
I know. Because you want everybody to look as pretty as you.
I want everybody to look so pretty.
Everybody looks so pretty, where they're blushed just right.
I got asked what lip gloss I was wearing in our TikTok, Lisa.
And funny thing, dear Roxy Roller, who's like a dear friend of mine, maybe just a little TikTok question etiquette. When you could DM Samantha that question as opposed to, hey, Sam, what lipstick are you wearing when I'm sitting there apparently just looking like a piece of crap and there's nothing on me that you're interested in.
She just liked the color of my lip gloss, which by the way was Lift Gloss Lifter or something like that by Maybelline. It's called Petal. It was lovely. I thought that was very sweet.
It was very nice. And I'm just joking because I can razz her that way. Right. Well, my lip gloss was just chapstick. Yeah. Right. My Ipstick was by chapstick.
Your Ipstick, yeah.
My Ipstick was by chapstick. Thank you. Because I get dry lips.
Yes, because for like five seconds, I felt like an influencer. 5 seconds. It was really quick. Happened. Done.
Over. But it felt good, right?
Over and over. Yes. Yeah.
Felt good.
Good. Oh, and then Chelsea asked where we ate.
Oh, because she didn't want to eat at the same place.
So I told her.
Look out, Shauna Foster. Here comes Lisa and Sam.
Oh, we're getting famous. Okay.
Samantha, do you ever wonder why boredom leads us to eating?
I think, because it's just something to do.
Is that what it is? Like, I'm so bored, I just need something to do, so I'll eat?
Well, it's either that or should you just fall asleep? Like, are you so bored that maybe you could have a nap? Is that better?
That's probably the safer option.
That is the safer option.
Right? That's probably better.
Probably.
You know, I'm just saying, it just seems like a weird concept, right? Oh, I get that you're a stress eater. I get that people are stress eaters. I get that people, you know, whatever their reasons. But, I just got bored, so I ate. I do it all the time, right? Yeah. If I'm off, I'll be like, right, there's a commercial. Oh, get up. And all of a sudden I'm looking in the cupboards.
Yeah. It's like, why are you looking there? What are you doing?
I'm not even hungry, but apparently I need a snack.
Oh, I have to be careful not to have snacks in the house.
Oh, yeah. If you have snacks, you're going to eat snacks.
They get devoured.
Right? Are you trying to go snackless?
That sounds odd, but yes. I'm just trying, like, I'm just like not buying the stuff I would typically buy.
So are you substituting?
Yeah, I could have like some bread and some cheese and some stuff like that. Some
that
nuts.
Sounds like fancier snacks.
No, it's not. It's just normal. Huh.
No. So instead of potato chips or popcorn.
Yeah, I don't buy that stuff too much anymore.
What would you have instead?
Like crackers, maybe.
Oh, okay. Just something different.
Something different.
Just mixing it up a bit.
Yes.
I got
you. That's pretty much it.
Do you know how cheap bananas are? I got a whole thing of bananas for like under $3.
What's up with bananas?
I don't know. Why are they so cheap?
I don't know.
I could just live on bananas.
Oh my God.
Bananas and Ichiban.
Is that your new? Oh, sorry. That's not your new October diet. It's apple cider vinegar.
It's apple cider vinegar gummy, but I didn't buy them. Right? Yeah.
You really should, though.
Well, I'll take it under consideration. I'm not really a fan of that whole aisle that you like so much.
No, I know. You were being a good sport.
Yeah, right. Sam loves the vitamin aisle, and I like avoid it like the plague. I don't take, you're like, you don't take a vitamin? Nope.
Nope.
You take, nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. I don't care about my folic acid. Nope. Nope.
Oh right? My God.
I don't care that it makes my bones strong. I'm getting old. They're brittle anyways.
Oh, stop it.
Right? I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Okay. But I got something for you. Maybe there's a challenge happening here, Lisa. Ooh. Maybe there's something that maybe you could do.
Well, if there's apparently a challenge, it becomes a we can do.
No, it's not a we can do.
It has to be a we if it's
no, it's not. No, it's not, actually. apparently, the quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, has done a Pepsi challenge where he pours hot sauce into a glass of Pepsi, twirls it with a celery stick, and then drinks it down.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's how to buffalo your Pepsi.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's buffalo hot sauce?
I would think so. Yeah. I would think Louisiana hot sauce of some sort.
That is not a challenge that I will be partaking in.
Here's the thing, right? Like, could I do it? Probably. Why do I want to kill Pepsi? Like, what did Pepsi do to dessert in my insides?
Yeah. Why do you want to kill the inside of your body? I just don't get that. I don't get it.
What's the point of that?
There is no point to putting hot sauce in a Pepsi.
No, right?
It's so gross.
Like, that's taking that commercial. You put that shit on everything to the extreme.
Like, so nasty.
Too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much.
It's like all over the place. Everybody's doing it. TikTok people are doing it.
Well, I'll have to look it up. I haven't seen it.
The challenges are happening. And it's like, how easy is it for people to get sucked into something?
So much, right? Remember the Tide Pod challenge?
Oh, my. Okay. Were people... What were they doing with that? Were they eating
the Tide Pod?
Yes. Oh, and then there was that weird cinnamon thing.
Oh, it's all weird stuff.
I don't get it. I shake my head at that. I shake my head at people.
Shake my head at weird challenges that can hurt you.
At weird, like, food combination.
It's not good.
Blech, stop it.
It's not good. Just stop it.
Stop it.
I'm going to say no to that challenge. That's what I'm saying. No.
No.
No, solid.
Not happening.
Totally not happening.
Okay. Well, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during an episode. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast. And he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
And I think I beat him last week.
You did.
I'm not winning the whole thing, but no. I think I did beat John Domingo.
You did. I do believe he said that you were going to kick his butt.
Yeah, I had a good week.
You did.
I had a good week in my NFL pretend play pool.
Your fantasy pool.
My fantasy pool, right? But I'm following it, so it's kind of fun. I made a couple switches. So.
All right. Well, as long as you're enjoying it, Lisa.
I'm having fun. Samantha. Another episode done.
Done like dinner.
When we meet next week, you will not quite have had a birthday yet. But you're going to be closer because we're going to be around the 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th. And your birthday falls in one of those days.
Yep, it does.
Right? So that's what we'll be doing. Right? We'll be thinking about celebrating the lovely Samantha.
There you go.
Samantha, anything else you want to add this week?
No, I'm all talked out now, Lisa.
All right. So friends of the podcast, join us on all of our social medias.
Check out YouTube.
Watch us. Give us your feedback. Feel free to leave a review.
Oh, yes.
Lots reviews. Of people are getting reviews because we'll read them, even if you hate us. Right? Even if you hate my hair.
That might be one of the fun. Those are the fun ones, is the ones that people just like get at you.
I'm unsubscribing. I'm tired of Lisa's hair. Okay. And she did finally. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
That should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.